The Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Tide of Florence's temper did not abate, but continued to mount. She became a hysterical woman who was out for one avowed purpose, vengeance. Her emotions were so distorted that reason was no longer a part of her mental processes. And now her family no longer hoped for the best, but feared the worst. One by one, they came to Uncle Jimmy. The first was Rosalind.
Uncle Jimmy, what in the world are we to do with Florence?
My dear, Florence at this moment is in a very unpredictable quantity.
But we can't go on like this, living in an atmosphere just saturated with hatred.
I know, Rosalind, I know.
Somebody must talk to Florence. If this keeps up for another week, she'll be a sanitarium case.
Well, in her mind, poor dear, there's a terribly big issue being fought, to which we apparently have closed our eyes.
This silly business of Edith Arden trying to get Bobby on the rebound while I was in Reno. It's just too ridiculous for words. If my sympathies are with anyone at the moment, they're with Edith.
Most embarrassing situation for the girl to be caught in. She offered to go away, you know, but Mrs. Jedson wouldn't let her.
Well, I'm glad she didn't.
Bobby didn't want her to go either, but felt it might do something to the girl's morale.
Edith is a good influence for Bobby.
Well, that's very generous of you to say that, my dear.
I want them always to be friends. I've come to this point in my reasoning. If I deprive Bobby or anyone else of anything that's good, I'm likewise depriving myself.
Right you are, dear. That's a truism tried and proven through thousands of years of man searching for a law of cause and effect. You must have gotten very close to yourself in Reno.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy. There were hours when I just literally turned myself inside out. And when I found something that I knew would make me a less better woman, or a quality which I knew would impede my progress in the years to come, I just rubbed it out like you do figures on a blackboard.
Dear child, you've discovered what can be done to the dark angels of our less attractive natures. With strong qualities of spiritual thinking, why, they can be rubbed out, just like figures on a blackboard. I'm so grateful that you've made of a great physical and mental sorrow an even greater spiritual joy.
You'll only be reasonable. We're not all against you.
Yeah, it starts again.
You are all against me. If you were, you'd have told Rosalind the truth. What should I do, Uncle Jimmy?
Wait, wait, my dear. Florence will involve you in this soon enough.
Yes, but there isn't anything to tell the girl. Good heaven, you think that Mrs. Jedson and Edith Arden were criminals.
They're worse than that.
Look, dear, now look, wouldn't you like to go away somewhere for a week and you know, get a good rest?
Oh, so now you want to get rid of me. I see. Perhaps you talked this over with Edith Arden, for all I know.
I give up. I simply give up. A woman with a mind like yours.
Oh, yes, Arden. A woman with a mind like mine. And what would you do with me? Go on, tell me.
All right, let's skip it. Skip it, dear. Rosalind's here for a visit now.
Rosalind's no stranger to this family. And Uncle Jimmy is one of them.
Florence, dear, it's Sunday. It's been rather a full week for all of us. Now, let's just do some nice resting, or quiet, constructive thinking.
Ah, that's an excellent idea, Uncle Jimmy. Rosalind, let's go over our plans for the firm of you and me.
Oh, so now it's you and me. More camouflage. What you meant to say was Stuart and Jedson.
Mother Stuart, let's you and I shoo the men out of the house and have a good old-fashioned hen party, all by ourselves.
Oh, Rosalind, we can't laugh away or talk away some very terrible things that have happened and are still being permitted to happen.
Mother Stuart, I don't know what terrible things have happened, but they don't really concern you and me. Oh, I've been away such a long time. And it was only a few days before I left that we learned we meant so much to each other.
What's happened certainly doesn't make me love you less, Rosalind. Well, you're more than ever now a very unfortunate victim of horrible circumstances.
Daughter, I think the best thing for you to do is to stop coming here for a few days.
And why should Rosalind stop coming here, Arnold? Why? Why?
Good people. Why, it's a shame and a disgrace that even Sunday, a day of rest and reflection, a day when we are supposed to come a little closer to our better natures, must be desecrated with such violent thoughts and bitterness and hatred. Well, I, for one, refuse to be a party to it. You'll just have to excuse me. If there's no place in the house for me with human beings who have forgotten they are human beings, well, I'll spend it with Pal and Lady, who are still grateful that God made the sun to shine, the grass to grow, and who brought light into the world and happiness into the hearts of men. Pal and Lady may be dumb animals, but they still have the knowledge that someone, somewhere, in both visible and invisible forms and meanings, said, there shall be peace on earth and goodwill towards all men. And more, toward all creatures of his creation.
Well, what in the world got into him? It may be Sunday, but I didn't think I had to listen to a sermon from Uncle Jimmy.
Well, that wasn't a sermon, Florrie. That was an outburst of righteous indignation against the way we all of us have been yelling and screaming and scolding and fighting. And I warned you, my dear, that if this roof tumbles down on us and the house someday disappears from its foundations, we'll only have ourselves to blame.
Oh,
Florence, please, for my sake, don't be so bitter. Don't be so filled with hatred. Live and let live. We can't, we simply can't stand any more unhappiness.
I'm sorry that I made you cry, Rosalind. But if you only knew the truth about the whole thing. If you knew what I know.
Florence, I don't want to know what you know. I don't want to know what anyone knows. I'm just beginning to live again after having died and been reborn. Somewhere, sometime, we must learn to be a loving family. Trusting friends. Kind neighbors.
Well, I'm sure I didn't start this whole affair. It was my fun.
Well, we're going to take a little drive now. Won't you join
Thanks,
us?
But Edith and Bobby are going for a drive, and they've invited Mother Jedson and me.
Rosalind, you mean to say that you're going out with your former husband and his mistress?
Oh, Florrie, no, Florrie. No, don't say things like that. Don't. It isn't true. Edith, my friend, Bobby wouldn't. He couldn't do anything like that.
Well, now you have done something, Florrie, and believe me, this time I'm not kidding you either.
Done something? What have I done? Rosalind had to be told the truth. She can't be angry with me for wanting to protect her against...
Against your own boy and the dear girl who nursed her back to health. A fine mind you've got and a tremendous faith in human nature. Well, just dust off Rosalind's chair in the living room and put it in storage.
You mean you think that Rosalind isn't coming here anymore?
Well, I don't think I know. After this session, our family has grown considerably smaller, decreased by 2 children. But go on, dear. Go on in your own angelic way. You're an angel, all right, with wings, too, and with a nice big sword. Oh, boy, when you're out for good, self-righteous destruction, do you or don't you do a beautiful job?
Oh, no.
Now, look, Rosalind, if you don't stop brooding, you're going to get sick. And the whole thing isn't worth it. Am I not right, Mrs. Jedson?
Most sensible thing a body ever said.
I think if I'd never come back from Reno, all this wouldn't have happened.
It happened, I mean, it began long before you ever thought of coming home. Weeks ago. You know how Florence is.
I don't think I was born for anything else but trouble. And wherever I go, I bring trouble into the lives of others.
Well, Rosamond, just speaking for myself, you ain't brought nothing but joy into my heart. And I don't love you less. I love you more. And here's a kiss, dear. Now, be a good girl.
But what can we do with Florence? Here, Arnold wanted me to go into business with him, and now his mind's so distracted he can't even think. And to make matters worse, he's told J.D. Brenner he's leaving the firm.
Oh, it'll work out some way, and let's not get too far down, any of us. We've all got each other. And I think if we just leave Florence alone for a few days, she'll snap out of it.
Well, I know. I, for one, am not going there anymore. I certainly don't think an attitude like that should be given encouragement.
Now, who's that?
Mr. Rosamond.
Oh.
Uncle Jimmy wants to see you. Says it's terrible important.
Oh, yes, I'll be right over.
Oh, you don't have to hurry. Hello, Mrs. Judson.
Hello,
Johnny.
Hello,
Johnny.
Oh, let me have your compact, will you, Edith?
Hey.
My face is a wreck.
Oh, but you don't have to hurry. And you could talk to Uncle Jimmy on the telephone.
Now, what for delaying something that's important?
Oh, I don't know.
Johnny, just what did Uncle Jimmy say to you when he sent you for Sister Rosalind?
What? Well, he said, tell Rosalind.
All right, Johnny. Let's get out of home. Go on. Scoot.
But, Uncle Jimmy, you don't have to be mad at me.
Johnny, Uncle Jimmy said to skedaddle home. The next time when Uncle Jimmy wants Rosalind in a hurry, he'll tell her so himself.
Well, you don't have to be sore at me. I gotta do what Mom tells me, even if it's telling a lie.
After all the talks I've had with that child, and...
So, it was Florence what wanted to see Rosalind.
Johnny isn't to blame, Uncle Jimmy.
But how did you find out?
Johnny, poor little fellow. Torn between his loyalty to me and fear of his mother, left a little note. I tell you, things like this just break my heart. Here I was cross with the poor little fellow. But then I couldn't let him be a party such things without making him see I was displeased, could I?
Poor Florence. Gets deeper and deeper into the thing. Well, I'm not going to see her, that is, for a while. And then she must see me here at Mother Jedson's.
I've just been thinking. She might want to kiss and make up, Rosalind, or have you tell Mrs. Jedson that the hatchet is buried.
Not Florence. She'll want to get Rosalind over there to try and turn her against me.
I'm afraid that's true. Well, I got here in time and no damage was done. All we can do now is live from day to day and hope for the storm to subside.
It may take weeks or months. And all this time, what will we do?
The Lord only knows. Oh, if somebody could just do something to ease the tension.
I think somebody can.
Why, Edith, you're not thinking...
Yes, Uncle Jimmy. The thing for me to do is go away.
But is that the solution to the problem? And Bobby, what will he have to say about Edith's proposal?